WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. It won't be officially funded until today's Board of Regents meeting, but ground broke Wednesday at Texas A&M on the $121 million replacement of 60-year-old vet school buildings. Vet school Dean Eleanor Green says the three-building complex will give them the most technologically advanced veterinary education in the nation.
We're very excited about the opportunities to have high-impact learning experiences for our students, which translate to career veterinarians who serve the state of Texas and well beyond.
The new complex is scheduled to open in August of 2016 during the centennial year of the vet school. The A&M System Board of Regents, along with funding the construction of the new vet school, takes up next year's budgets during today's meeting in College Station.
At the flagship campus, the Regents are being asked to approve an operating budget proposed to generate a revenue increase of $39 million and raise spending by $51 million. Personnel costs account for more than $35 million. That includes a proposed merit pay raise pool of 3%. Off campus, the merit pay pool proposed for A&M agencies is 2%, and at the system office, any merit pay increase would come out of existing resources. The Regents are also being asked to give permission to negotiate a new contract with A&M head soccer coach G. Carreri and recently hired Aggie football defensive backs coach Terry Joseph. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among the issues facing many of the 21,000 customers who lost electricity on Tuesday in College Station are those who have irrigation systems.
What happens sometimes is if we have a power outage, you have all this programming information in your controller, and if we have a power outage, then your controller might lose it, and then it will default to, on some controllers, the setting is every single station, every day for 10 minutes.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says this time of year, lawns only need one deep watering a week. And for the best soaking, water before 10 in the morning or after 6 in the evening. The excitement of a new Blinn College campus in College Station is tempered with those who are concerned about increased traffic. And that includes Mayor Nancy Berry.
What concerns me and concerns staff is the possibility that Raintree might become a cut through. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Berry agrees that many years ago, Appomattox should have been made into a through street between Raintree and Emerald Parkway, but she says that would be difficult to do today. Friday marks the 6th annual remembrance of two local lawyers portraying the lead character in the book To Kill a Mockingbird. It was 7 years ago that Shane Phelps and Phil Banks were in a Brazos County courtroom yelling at each other, nose to nose, in front of a jury. Phelps and Banks apologized to each other and came up with the idea of Atticus Finch Day.
We attorneys need to once in a while kind of gather, rededicate ourselves to the idea that that the pursuit of law can be a very noble pursuit. Sometimes we lose our way. We all point to the ideal of Atticus Finch.
You can hear the full 13-minute interview on WTAW.com, and you're invited to Friday's program starting at noon at the County Administration Building. WTAW News time is 8:07. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On Saturday, May 3rd, Aggieland Humane Society will hold their annual Adopt-a-thon event, where all pets will be half price. Mark your calendars now and prepare your home for your new best friend. All pet adoptions are half price this Saturday, May 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Aggieland Humane Society Adopt-a-thon on Leonard Road. Other activities will include a vaccination clinic, microchipping, dog agility demonstration, and vendors for pets and people. Adopt-a-thon 2014 this Saturday. Go to aggielandhumane.org for more information.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
810, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies will continue with high temperatures into the low and mid-70s during this afternoon. And there'll be some scattered clouds around during tonight as we drop down to the upper 40s and low 50s. During the day on Friday, partly sunny skies. It'll be in the mid-70s, a few scattered clouds at night, and again, averaging down around 50. But warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, temperatures into the middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 810. Trivia question for you guys, okay? What city official is here despite the fact that you may have a broken nose?
Mary Lou Strada.
Yeah, you're right. Ah. Yeah, Lee. Wow, playing with pain this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. How are you doing?
Okay. You think you got a busted nose?
Well, that's what my regular doctor says. She thinks it's broken. So when I leave here, I'm going across the street to get somebody to move it around again.
What happened? Did you ask somebody to do something and they didn't like it and so they swung at you or what?
Well, you know, Scott, we have 10 grandchildren. And 7 of them were at the house for Easter.
Okay.
And after lunch, after the egg hunt, we decided we were going to play baseball.
Okay.
Well, one of my grandsons, who's 4 and a half, uh-huh. he's big. We call him One Ton. He's as wide as he is tall.
He's a big guy. Okay.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. He's going to appreciate that when he gets older, too.
Well, he's going to be a nose guard for Texas A&M
All
when
right,
he grows up.
Okay.
I've already decided that.
Yeah.
He and I went after the same ball.
Oh, okay.
And when I went down to get it, he scooped it up and came up, and his little head is hard. Hit my nose, but
bang.
Here's the funny thing about this story. And I don't understand you guys. The
okay.
minute you get married and say, I do, your brain suddenly says, I don't. I want to tell you what my husband said to me.
Okay,
now, this is a funny story. Wasn't at the time.
Okay.
But, so I'm laying on the ground. I went down like a shot.
Really?
I did. I mean, I saw stars and went down.
Wow.
Son puts ice on my nose. Nose is bleeding. Grandson crying, me, thinking he'd hurt his grandmother. And it was just mayhem, of course. And my husband's leaning over me saying, Let me see. So I finally moved the ice pack aside, and he looks at me and says, well, baby, that doesn't look bad at all. It's not as crooked as it was before.
Oh, very nice.
And I can just say this, Scott. Could I have gotten up at the moment, there'd be two broken noses being looked at today.
You'd have brought one around on him, that's for sure. Well, okay, we'll play Jethro Trivia. It won't hurt your nose. Win or lose, it's our fun little recent current events pop culture quiz. It's multiple choice. We'll let the guys answer first, and then, Mary Lynn, you'll get the last shot at it. It's a bittersweet political story out of Apopka, Florida. What happened? A, a special election was held and nobody came. B, America's oldest mayor was voted out of office. C, the city hall was forced to close. Or D, a candidate absconded with his son's lemonade stand profits to fund his campaign. Once again, the story out of Apopka, Florida. Was it A, a special election was held and nobody came? B, America's oldest mayor was voted out of office. C, the city hall was forced to close. Or D, a candidate absconded with his son's lemonade stand profits to fund his campaign. Kevin, you're first.
Lemonade stand.
All right, Patrick.
Going with that.
All right, Mary Lynn.
Well, actually, all of them sound good to me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the lemonade stand.
Okay. It's the oldest a mayor in America was voted out of office. John Land was hoping to secure yet another term, and the citizens of Apopka voted him out of the polls. It was a 54-46% margin. He's 93, had been the mayor for 65 years.
Holy cow.
That's kind of sad.
He knows where all the manhole covers are.
Yes, sir.
In that city.
If he can remember it.
Exactly. Well, what brings you in this morning?
Well, I wanted to come by and invite the public to stop by Bryan City Hall next Friday, May 9th, mm-hmm. between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to visit with me and my staff. Next week is Municipal Clerk Week. You know, everywhere else in the world, city secretaries are called city clerks or municipal clerks. Mm-hmm. But, of course, in Texas and Delaware, go figure.
Is that right? Those are the only two states?
Those are the only two. We're called city secretaries. Okay. So, but next week is Municipal Clerk Week. And we started observing this when President Ronald Reagan declared the first full week in May as Municipal Clerk Week.
Okay.
And I've never really taken the time to do anything that involving the public for it. And this year, you know, I'm getting old and starting to think about retirement. I thought maybe it's time to do something.
Have so them come by.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have a little open house, some refreshments, and we want to invite the public to stop by, hear about what we do. We want to hear from them, and give them a little tour and kind of explain how we're involved. You know, so many ways the city clerk's office is the gateway to the city. And mainly, I just want to say thank you for letting us serve the public.
Sure.
Because I feel very blessed to have this position.
Obviously, there's a lot of information there, and because it's information, the way it has to be kept and stored is completely different. I guess y'all had to digitize a whole bunch of stuff when you used to have boxes and files and things like that, and now it's all on computers.
Well, most of it is, yes. We still have, you know, the old historical documents that we like to keep, the paper products.
Sure.
That's one of the things we're going to show is the way minutes used to be done, the old handwritten minutes and the bound books and the old cemetery records that are handwritten and in the bound books, and they're just beautiful to see. I guess somebody like me loves that kind of thing. But, of course, now everything we do store electronically, and we do it in multiple locations for disaster recovery purposes. Mm-hmm. But we do have all of our old minutes and ordinances and those beautiful old records, we do have those scanned in and stored off-site just in case.
Took good handwriting to be in that business. There was a time, right?
It did, and I'll tell you, the farther back you go, the harder it is to read. But it's delightful to sit down with some of those old books and read them. And, I can remember one time a guy hadn't paid his taxes. Well, I can't remember it. Let me rephrase.
You read something about
it. I remember reading in the old minutes where a guy hadn't paid his taxes, and they went and took his mule away from him.
And that's all they could get, right? I mean, that's all he had.
But the history there, you know, you read about the first African-American marshal, city marshal in the state was, here.
Right.
And I find it interesting, too. I just lost you.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. Right there? Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Reading about wartime, before World War I and World War II, when at the time, of course, there were all men on these city councils at the time, but they would go off to war, and how they would fill those spots really young people or really old people would come in and fill those spots while the able-bodied men went off to war. So it's interesting just to go back and look at those old records. And it's history. You know, it's the history of our community, and it's important that it be preserved.
Yeah, I very much believe that, and that's why I'm so vocal, especially in College Station. When you have people who are older than the city, you need to make sure that history is saved. So how about photographs and things like that? Mm-hmm. Now, where do y'all archive those as well, or what?
Yes, and the Carnegie Library plays a big role in that. A lot of our old historical photographs we turn over to the Carnegie, and they hold on to those for us, and we have them scanned in as well. But those are important, too, and they are records. Photographs in the possession of the city are records, so we're going to treat them like we would any other record, and we're going to keep them in accordance with our records retention schedule. But things that are historical like that, certainly we want to make sure we preserve them.
Good. Well, again, so when can people come down next Friday a week to see what y'all are going to be doing?
May 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. We've got a couple of elementary school classes coming by. Let them have a little tour of the building and hear about what we do and see some things. I'm going to set up a demo voting booth and just come down and hear about what we do and meet us. And we just want the public, if you have a minute and can stop by and grab a sandwich, we'd love to see you.
Yeah. Marilyn Strada, the city secretary here. And you know, you mentioned that only in Delaware and Texas is the term city secretary used. And, you know, it used to be National Secretaries Week, and they decided to change that to administrative assistants because there was something that maybe didn't bring respect with the word secretary. So do we need to go to Texas Administrative Assistance Week or Day or whatever? What do you think?
Well, I don't think so. You know, there are people who hear the term city secretary, and I'll give you a little story here. This is funny, too. I hadn't been with the city a city secretary very long. And, of course, city secretary is an officer of the city.
Mm-hmm.
In Bryan and College Station, we're charter officers. We have statutory duties and responsibilities set out in our local charters, but also in state law. At any rate, I'd been with the city a few years. I hadn't been there very long. And one day my phone rang, and I answered it. City Secretary's office, this is Mary Lynn, may I help you? And this young lady says, is this the City Secretary? And I said, why, yes it is. And she said, if I get my paper to you by noon, can you have it ready for me by 5 o'clock today?
No!
And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand your question. She said, well, I need to have a paper typed and ready to go by 5. If I bring it to you by noon, can you have it ready?
Yeah.
And I think she told me approximately how long it was. I think in those days, people didn't have, a lot of people had their own computers.
Sure.
And so I said, who are you trying to call? Mm-hmm. She said, well, I'm trying to call the city secretary. Aren't you the city secretary? Why, yes, I am. She said, well, but I still don't quite understand what you need from me. She said, well, you're the city secretary. Don't you do typing for anybody in the city?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
And so we proceeded to have a little educational lesson about yeah. what I did. I got down the phone book, and at the time, there were typing services
in town. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Got down the phone book and gave her that list and some phone numbers, and I guess she got her paper done. I don't know, but wow. it kind of scared me.
That sounds like an opportunity for a new position, though.
Yeah. Well. Just got to get funding for it, that's for sure. Well, and again, you do. You obviously... are in contact with all parts of the city, and kind of on a serious note, what can you tell us as far as the accident situation that occurred at BTU earlier this week?
Well, Scott, I can tell you that two of those individuals were released from St. Joseph later that evening. The family of the third employee has still not given us permission to release that employee's name or condition, and of course we have to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing else I can say about that at this time. When the time comes that the family says we can, we're ready. But we have to honor those family's wishes first and foremost. And secondly, being a governmental entity, we're subject to HIPAA and some other things. So sometimes I think people think we're being closed-mouthed, and that's really not our intention. We can only share what we can share with the family's permission and still complying with HIPAA requirements and all.
So an investigation is going to be taking place, and I know that Bryan Fire Department is going to do that. Does the state ever step in, or does any other authority step in to investigate something within the utility business if there's an accident that occurs?
I'm not aware of that, and I'm not even aware of, not even sure if the state fire marshal would be involved in this one. I do know that our fire marshal, Mark McFerrin, will be heading up an investigation. He said it will take several days. I think if he gets into this electrical area and he feels like he needs more expertise, I'm certain they will call in whoever they need to make sure that they get to the bottom of what happened.
Sure.
But while we're talking about BTU, I just want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to those BTU employees. I'm talking about those folks you see out climbing the poles, up in the bucket trucks. They go out in hurricane-force winds, ice, sleet, pouring rain to make sure that our electricity stays on. And I'm going to tell you what, BTU is very good at what they do.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't have gotten this RP3 diamond designation,
right.
The only one in the state.
Yeah.
And that's because of their employees. Those folks work hard, and they're heroes in my eyes, too, because I'm going to tell you what, I want my lights on, and in the summer, you can bet your bottom dollar I want my air conditioning on. I'm old and fat now, and I don't like going without air conditioning.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
But truly, those guys and gals, they go out in all kinds of inclement weather, horrible conditions. They put themselves on the line for us to make sure that we stay comfortable.
Yep.
And, they do such a great job of keeping our lights on and keeping our rates so low.
Yeah.
And, that's the benefit of being a municipal utility, because BTU belongs to me and you.
Yep.
We don't have to pay a board of directors up in New York or Chicago or L.A. We don't have to pay stockholders. The money that BTU brings in goes into the system to keep it reliable, safe and to keep our rates low. And you know, I appreciate those folks so much for what they do. You know, our police and fire, we know they're heroes and they're out in it too. But I think so many times people stop to think about what these electrical employees do. And so the next time you see a BTU truck or an employee with a BTU shirt on in the grocery store, you need to stop and say thank you. Or at least honk and wave at them and give them a thumbs up.
Well, we flip the switch and expect the lights to be there.
We absolutely do.
Far more often than not, they're there. That's
absolutely.
That's for sure.
You know, I think our two local utilities do a great job. Yep. And I just think that the public needs to be a little more appreciative of what they do for us. So.
Yeah, well, the shout-out is well worth it. That's Marilyn Strada, the city secretary, and appreciate you coming in this morning.
You bet.
All right. See you later.
Yep,
we visit with the folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
New economic data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a bigger-than-expected increase last week in the number of workers joining the unemployment lines. The Labor Department counted 344,000 new claims for unemployment benefits, 14,000 more than the previous week. A big pickup in consumer spending suggests the economy is gaining strength. The Commerce Department says spending jumped by almost 1% in March as personal incomes grew half a percentage point. Janet Yellen is encouraged by an increase in loan growth at community banks. In remarks prepared for a banker's conference, the Federal Reserve Chair says lenders have to be prudent, but the pickup in lending is a sign the economy is getting better. ExxonMobil and Kellogg are among the companies reporting first quarter profits that top Wall Street forecasts. Chrysler's U.S. sales for last month were up 14% from April of last year. Stock futures are narrowly mixed ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICE.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Remember the song, Breaking Up is Hard to Do? Using Facebook data, we can now see that sometimes it's not. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. Every Facebook user knows about those status updates. In a relationship, married, divorced, single. Well, as it turns out, Status updates can now tell us a lot about how relationships work and how they end. For instance, almost no one breaks up on Christmas Day. But 2 weeks before Christmas, watch out. Valentine's Day, of all days, is also very dangerous ground. Things calm down in the spring and summer when they seem more content in their relationships, with the exception of April Fool's Day. April 1st is a popular breakup day, maybe because people consider it kind of spring cleaning. And get ready for this little statistical gem. If you're between the ages of 18 and 29, your breakup is most likely to happen with a text message. Read more about status updates and how we date and mate and call it quits, plus all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Debunking the 27 Club. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse, all famous musicians who died at the age of 27. But is the so-called 27 Club a real phenomenon or just a coincidence? To find out, Queensland University of Technology statistician Adrian Barnett and his colleagues analyzed the lifespan of every musician who had a number one hit on the UK album charts between 1956 and 2007.
We did find a very small blip in risk at age 27, but there were also very similar blips at ages 25 and 32. So I think if you're going to believe in the 27 Club, then you need to believe in the 25 and 32 Club as well.
He adds that overall, famous musicians in their 20s and 30s were 2 to 3 times more likely to die than others of the same age. He says fame and lifestyle caused the spikes, not an unlucky number. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Tuesday's power outage in College Station has resulted in a reminder from Jennifer Nations of College Station Utilities to check the programming on your lawn irrigation system.
Even though we have needed to water some, you really still only need to water about 1 day a week. And we always encourage people to water deeply and infrequently. So definitely when you switch to the every single station every day for 10 minutes, that's not deep, that's not infrequent, and you'll notice your landscape start to suffer and your water bills start to suffer, and you may not know why, and it could be because your controller went haywire.
Nation says everyone with an electronic programmer should check the settings because it may have been unplugged to set or go off too frequently at the wrong times. In August of next year, there'll be more traffic in College Station across the freeway from Central Park. That's the site of the New Blinn College campus. Mayor Nancy Berry doesn't see as an option to reduce volume of the freeway access road and expansion of Appomattox between Emerald Parkway and Raintree.
I think it would be objectionable to the people
at
who live
point,
there, because
yeah.
It's not that wide a street in Emerald Forest. And, you know, if you have people park on both sides, it's going to be difficult to make it up three streets.
Berry says she doesn't want to see Raintree become a cut-through for college traffic as Munson was many years ago when Blinn had a location off Harvey Road. New buildings and programs for Texas A&M are on the agenda for today's Board of Regents meeting.
Final actions expected on two building projects located on West Campus. One's a $19 million, 2,400-bed housing complex. Construction would start this August. It'll be located at the southeast corner of Raymond Stotzer Parkway and Discovery Drive, backing up to Holticulture Street. The other is the nearly $13 million human clinical research building. It's the second phase of a master plan site for the Department of Health and Kinesiology. It'll be located across John Kimbrough Boulevard from the Agriculture Headquarters Complex. The Regents will also take up a proposed research program from the Health Science Center. CAPRI is an acronym for Center for Airborne Pathogen Research and Tuberculosis Imaging. It's a 5-year effort to address respiratory diseases in humans and animals. More than $8 million in funding has been secured, with the possibility of receiving as much as an additional $24 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Also up for approval by the Regents is funding the new vet school complex. Groundbreaking of the $121 million project was Wednesday. Vet school dean Eleanor Green says students will be able to take advantage of flexible educational space and high-tech capabilities.
There will be simulation where they can practice in a clinical skills laboratory, and as well as very high-tech simulation to learn a lot of skills before they ever get to a live animal.
The new complex opens during the vet school's centennial in August of 2016. It will replace six buildings, three of which were considered to be in poor condition and was threatening the college's accreditation status. The lead character in the book, To Kill a Mockingbird, has been the theme of a yearly gathering of local attorneys. And you're invited to Friday's annual Atticus Finch Day program, which starts at noon at the County Administration Building. The idea was born 7 years ago after Shane Phelps and Phil Banks apologized to each other after a heated exchange in front of a Brazos County jury.
Lawyers get together and acknowledge that we can, and rededicate ourselves to this idea, that we can do the things we're supposed to do, we can represent our clients zealously, and we don't have to tear each other apart doing it. I mean, there are some very noble things that can be accomplished with a law degree, and we lose sight of that occasionally, and this observance is a rededication of ourselves to the idea that we should be looking for the real noble opportunities in the law.
The guest speaker is the Houston lawyer who at no charge represented death row inmate Michael Morton, who was wrongfully imprisoned for 25 years. Will the botched lethal injection in Oklahoma have any impact on Texas executions? The Death Penalty Information Group's Richard Dieter says the Oklahoma meltdown will be a game changer.
Courts now are going to demand that states justify why they're choosing certain drugs, what dosages, what are the credentials of the people carrying them out.
But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled condemned inmates in Texas have no right to information on death penalty drugs, and the state has carried out two lethal injections with a drug that comes from a source corrections officials refused to reveal. The death penalty has been given in a Waco capital murder trial that has a tie to Brian. Carnell Petiton Jr. killed his estranged wife in September 2012. Investigators say Petiton also abducted the woman's 9-year-old daughter, who was rescued in Brian. Prosecutors say Petiton was serving nearly 20 years in prison for attempted murder when he met his wife in 2009 as a pen pal. WTAW News Time, 8:35. It's 62 degrees, and this look of news is brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest, May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids activities, plus food and drink. Visit mayfest.org. That's MAIFEST.org.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, it's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies will continue with high temperatures into the low and mid-70s during this afternoon. And there'll be some scattered clouds around during tonight as we drop down to the upper 40s and low 50s. During the day on Friday, partly sunny skies. It'll be in the mid-70s, a few scattered clouds at night, and again, averaging down around 50. But warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, temperatures into the middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, in a move that you wouldn't want to make just as the professional football season was starting, the Chicago City Council yesterday approved that large grocery stores in Chicago will soon be able to start selling liquor 3 hours earlier on Sundays than they were able to before. City Council adopted, without debate, a plan to allow liquor stores to start selling at 8 a.m. on Sundays. One of a dozen or so key members and measures in a jam-packed agenda. The Sunday 11 a.m. start to alcohol sales has been in place for many, many decades in Chicago, according to the city liquor commissioner. He told aldermen earlier this year, in part because religious groups wanted to keep Sunday morning a time for worship. They wanted to keep it quiet. Anyway, so apparently large liquor stores will now be able to sell well before the kickoff of the Bears game.
That's what I was going to say. The kickoff is the all-important
because,
part.
Again, if they start selling at 11, you've probably already got to be at the stadium.
Your jalapeno poppers might burn.
That's true. So, and again, the deal is these are stores that are at least 10,000 square feet and no more than 25% of their shelf space dedicated to liquor sales. And, of course, it's interesting because in Texas, we get used to the laws that they have here, and you go someplace else and
they got weird laws.
Well, or we do. I'm not sure which. Not exactly sure.
You know, I've heard there's a group against selling liquor on Sunday in Texas.
Yeah.
The liquor store owners.
What?
They like their day off.
Oh, well.
The presumption is that people will buy the same amount of alcohol regardless of what day it is, so they just shift their spending habits.
Well, that you know, you do.
With cars.
You have to do that. You do have to do that. Well, but in cars, there are some car dealerships that are open on Sundays rather than Saturdays.
Right.
And so there is an option. Here, there's no option when it comes to
true.
That. So. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has ordered a military-wide review of hair rules and regulations. The reason given at a Pentagon briefing on Tuesday was that Army hair policies, which had banned all dreadlocks, twists, and cornrows of a certain size, were accused of being racially biased toward African-American females, particularly those with natural hair. The decision to review... You don't have to be listening to Kevin. The decision to review...
All right, Stretch. That's about enough out of you.
The decision to review follows national media attention, a White House petition with over 6,000 signatures, and a complaint lodged by the Congressional Black Caucus. While most of the criticism has been focused on the Army's hair policies, New York Magazine's The Cut says that Secretary Hagel wants to review all military services, including Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines. The review and any policy changes would be made within the next 30 days. They're not wasting much time, are they?
No.
Next 30 days?
Something this important needs to be addressed immediately.
It's the military here, the government.
They need to tie it to XL regulations.
Yeah. We get cornrows and we get pipelines all at the same time. A black satin evening bag that once belonged to Jackie Kennedy Onassis sold at auction Tuesday night for $31,000. Man. New York Magazine's The Cut, again, says that the pair of Jackie's colored Revette heels also sold at auction in Los Angeles. They came from the family of a former Kennedy family chauffeur. The former first lady had given the items to the chauffeur as a gift for his wife. Hand-me-downs.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. New study says that luxury shoppers spend more time when the sales staff treats them with emotional abuse. Just a little bit. The new research called Should the Devil Wear Prada comes from the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business. It reveals that when given the cold shoulder or snobby treatment while shopping, customers respond like high school students who just want to be liked. They just want to be liked. They had an increased desire to spend more money. They say researchers attributed that to a desire to belong.
That's not been my experience with snobby store.
Well, you know, one of the things, Neiman Marcus started it and Nordstrom's does it. They always told them, don't treat people based on the way they're dressed, you know. Could be rich. They may just dress funky. And I had always found that, certainly in those two stores, the staff is very, very nice. Very nice. Other stores, sometimes not so much. Other stores, not as big, sometimes not so much. Other stores in this town, sometimes not so much.
Amen.
Finally got to that. Okay. Speaking of shopping and thus, while thrifting around Roanoke, Virginia, one day a mom and a son, the son's name is Matt Ames, came across the Good Samaritan Inn, and at the request of his mom, they stopped and decided to look around. Usually, when perusing through thrift shops, Matt says that he likes to look for older technologies, as he's currently in the process of writing his dissertation on the history of artifacts related to instructional design and technology. So, when he saw some tin cans, that caught his eye. Turns out they were full of film negatives from Naples, Italy, circa 1938.
Ooh, wow.
Yep, this could put their images there years before World War II broke out. In fact, one of the photos was Adolf Hitler riding in an official car.
Wow.
1938 stuff. That's pretty good.
Can you imagine popping that open and going, that looks like Hitch?
Yeah,
what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is probably not a shock. According to Pew Research on the Internet Project, fewer than half of all U.S. American Internet users have taken any sort of steps to protect themselves against that Heartbleed thing. Heartbleed, of course, is an error inserted in some popular code used across much of the Internet. If utilized by hackers, it could result in information meant to be sent securely between users and websites to be intercepted and encrypted from an attacker. So, in other words, we haven't. 39% of the respondents say that they've taken steps. And probably half of them are lying. So, I'm just saying, they probably are. Just, you know, that's kind of where.
As adamant as I was that people change their passwords, yeah. I've not done that yet.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I thought you probably had. I thought you had probably, that was taken care of.
Part of it was the intimidation of thinking of how, because I know a lot of my, I know where I have all these passwords. There's just so many.
In fact, I just had that moment with Kevin. I was needing to log on for something. I couldn't remember the password. He comes in and looks at the screen like that's going to make him think of it.
It didn't work.
For either of us. He went ahead and gave me a login for a password that I already knew, that both of us knew. I said, no, that's not it.
One of the best things about security is not telling people your secrets, but I have a little tip for remembering hard-to-remember passwords.
Okay.
Come up with a really hard-to-remember password, just one.
Okay.
Make it really tough. And longer is better than crazy symbols, but
sure.
Make a fairly secure password, and then remember that one really well. And they say don't use the same one in every place. I just prepend or append that with two or three letters related to the site. So if you were on, let's say, Bank of America, it'd be BOA and then a really strong password.
Okay, I got you.
Just a thought.
Well, yeah, but my problem is this is an easy password that neither of us can remember.
You just couldn't find remember out all year long. The official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton. Colonel West is a former U.S. representative. He is a highly decorated Army officer. He is a Fox News contributor and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at BrazosGOP.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station, Hilton.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons. Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is trying to find some 911 call. All it is a television story about a guy who called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, said there was a gopher and a snake fighting in his backyard. I mean, heck. It's a low-priority call, said Division Chief Jay Cutot, who talked to TV News 3. We had a higher priority call. We'll go on that one. If not, we'll come over and remove the snake. Wednesday afternoon, the woman in the gated community near Scottsdale found the gopher snake fighting a squirrel in her backyard.
So I like how the presumption of guilt is on the snake.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point. It could be that the...
Why not remove the squirrel? Maybe he started it.
Could be. Which one of y'all started this thing? All right, just to show you that we haven't used up all of our choices, Sharknado 2, the second one, isn't even out yet, and they've already made plans for a third movie in the series.
I bet they have.
The Sci-Fi Network announced yesterday that they'll be following up that number 2 on July the 31st with a third one. No mention yet of the cast or the location. Can you have the same stars over again, or did they all get killed off? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I think
I'm
a lot
afraid
of
people... I missed Sharknado 1.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I have no frame of reference. So, all right. TLC has picked up another 8 episodes of its polygamous series, My 5 Wives. Nielsen says the series pulls in about 1.5 million viewers a week who are interested in Brady Williams and his wives. Can you name any of them?
That's right up there with Sharknado for me.
Okay. It'd be Paulie and Robin and Rosemary and Noni and Rhoda and their combined 24 children.
Great Scott!
Yes, the network also has 2 planned specials coming up this weekend and next. This Sunday it'll be You Asked, Brady and Wives Answer. And then the Sunday after that, My 5 Wives Tell All.
I'm holding out for the musical review with all the kids.
Man. And you know what? It wouldn't be a success unless people were watching it. If people weren't watching it, then they'd take it off the air. Did you know there's actually a Dolce and Gabbana, that those are real people?
No.
And they're in a peck of trouble.
Uh-oh. Dolce or Gabbana?
Both of them.
Uh-oh.
Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana. People magazine says Style Watch says the design duo was sent off to jail despite the fact that the prosecution asked that charges be dropped against them for tax fraud. But the court did shave 2 months off their original suspended sentence to a year and 6 months. The designer's defense pledges to appeal to Italy's highest court. The case has drug on for years. The designer's convicted of failing to declare $268 million through a Luxembourg company. Dolce & Gabbana have denied the tax evasion charges. They are indignant over the remarks that were made. So, but you know what? They're probably going to have to pay up. So this is kind of cool. A tiny hoofed deer, the world's smallest, about the size of a hamster, has been born in Spain. Weighs about 4 ounces. The deer mouse, born April 9th at a nature park, cub is too small to determine what gender it is, and thus still unnamed. The critters, of which there are only 42 others, largely because of deforestation. Oh, of course it was deforestation. And they grow to weigh about 2 pounds by adulthood.
Huh.
So I'm just saying. Which is far less than the 60-pound giant cauliflower, which was grown in California.
Yes, that is less.
Just want to let you know. Just putting that together for you. Just different things. Oh, wait. You thought all the movies had been made. No, you're wrong. Rob Lowe has joined the cast of the upcoming Monster Trucks movie with Danny Glover and Jane Levy. Just saying. Danny Glover in Monster Trucks. Didn't he invest well from all those movies he made with Mel Gibson? You know, he made a
Lethal
few of
Weapon.
Those. Yeah, made a few of those. Seems like it would have worked out pretty well for him. Haven't checked the Billboard 200 albums chart lately, and guess what's still number one? 12 weeks now at number one is the Frozen soundtrack. Man, sold 115,000 copies for the week ended Sunday, according to Nielsen's SoundScan, at a total of 2.5 million copies. Man, that thing is just a monster, isn't it? It just,
yep,
just goes and goes and again. I thought it was okay, but for 12 straight weeks as number one on Billboard, pretty amazing.
My daughter tells me to turn it up every time the song comes on.
Every time, I understand. It's A-Till.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you over 50? Then you'll want to pick up the free spring issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Independent Active Senior Living is the newest feature in this issue of Brazos Wellness. You'll also learn about the healing power of pets and keeping yourself safe from scams. Pick up your free copy of Brazos Wellness today, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Doctor's orders.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that, and,
Well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing, now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $269 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit GSTOffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 5/5/14.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 4 minutes till. Irony alert. Maryland health officials suspect that food poisoning sickened more than 100 attendees at the National Conference about Food Safety.
Yes, they did.
Representatives of the FDA, the CDC, and food giants like McDonald's and ConAgra attended the April 8th through 10th summit at the Baltimore Convention Center, and dozens ended up, well, with that stuff that you get when you get food poisoning. I think we've all been there. The food service provider was cited for condensation drippings from an ice machine, though it's not clear whether that was the culprit. Or maybe it was just a prank. The food gods getting even with us long, you know. Mom in Florida says her teenage son kicked off a school bus for having a seizure. Cynthia Shepherd says her 16-year-old son suffered a diabetic seizure on the ride home from school. Witnesses say the boy was twitching. The bus driver refused to help. Instead, the unidentified driver allegedly pulled over, demanded the child get off the bus. Driver's been removed from the route. Don't know if you've ever seen Deborah Duncan. I think she used to be on KTRK, Channel 13. She's not there now. She's at KHOU that we don't get here. She's a host of their Great Day Houston show. Deborah apparently playing with Wilson the monkey as they were doing the taping, reportedly withheld a grape from the hungry animal who smacked her upside the head.
Serves her right. She should have been teasing
That's
the monkey.
Right. Laughed off and apologized to the primate saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tease you." So there you are. Wilson apparently was in the Dr. Dolittle movie, so he's kind of a star probably anyway, and just... You know,
and there's a prima donna monkey. Mm-hmm. All the more reason not to tease.
New study appears to show that if you're the firstborn child in your family and female, you are statistically more likely to be the most ambitious and well-qualified of the whole bunch.
Huh.
As for the magic number between ages for kids, the study found that leaving a gap of at least 4 years between each child leads to greater chances of high-achieving tykes, and the wider the gap, the better.
What?
So just letting that stop. Just, that's what they're saying. You don't believe that?
It's not that I don't believe it. I'm trying to plan out kids now.
Oh, I see. Well, now you know. See? Yeah. All right. So get going. The latest prank from the NYC flash mob collective called Improv Everywhere invaded Manhattan's Fifth Avenue Gap store. Wearing white morph suits under their Gap clothes, they tried to blend in with the store's mannequins. Customers surprised and delighted.
Love that.
Yeah, store employees had to give the Improvers some credit for their convincing outfits, but they did call police who showed up and placed several of the mannequins into handcuffs. After detaining them for a little while, officers decided there was no harm, no foul. They let them go. None of them were banned from the Gap.
One of the pictures in this story has them lying face down on the ground in their suits.
Oh, that's
great. Like they're handcuffing mannequins.
Very, very nice. Very nice. You know, the more I hear about Matthew McConaughey, I just like this guy. I really do. And, I mean, he's an actor, and he's weird, I'm sure, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, Mike Walker, National Enquirer, reports that he was out enjoying the surf, spotted a half dozen teenagers poking a baby